cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Andy Saunders looked older than his 45 years. Struggle and hardship before he found a rich gold claim had etched deep lines in his leathery face. He talked earnestly to a woman sitting with him at a corner table of the Roundup Cafe in the town of Red River. Rita, the cafe entertainer, looked almost as young as she had when she first came to the West. Her face was lighted with happiness as she looked at Andy unbelievingly.
Oh, Andy, you don't really mean what you said.
Why, I never meant anything more, Rita. I'm sick of being a bachelor. I've been in love with you for a long time. This is the first time I ever got up nerve enough to say so.
But, Andy, you're a millionaire. You could have almost anything you want. And you've just built that wonderful house.
Well, every bit of it was planned with the idea of you living in it. That's why I asked you to help pick the curtains and things.
Oh, Andy, so wonderful. A real home, security. I'm not good enough.
Oh, you're too good. You're my kind, Rita. You're the only woman I ever wanted to marry. If you don't mind the difference in our ages, I ain't quite as old as I look.
There's not much difference. Maybe I'm older than I look.
Then you will say yes?
Andy, you know there's Bob, my young brother.
Bob? What about him?
You know how wild he is. I can't control him. I wouldn't want you to have to worry about him.
Rita, all Bob needs is a man to take him in hand. We'll send him to a good school. Leave it to me. Now, will you say yes?
Andy, will you believe me when I say that I'd marry you if you didn't have a penny?
If I didn't have a... Why, of course I would, Rita. Of course, maybe I'd think you'd be smarter to marry someone who could take care of you. But I sure don't think it's my gold mine you're marrying me for. What put such a fool idea into your head?
Some people will say that. And if they do, you might begin to think so, too.
Now listen, Rita, I can fix that. Now, have you any other reasons for hesitating?
No, Andy. Of course not.
Then you're going to be my wife.
Hey, boys! Listen to me. I'm buying drinks for the house. Rita and I are announcing our engagement.
Andy!
Why, Andy, old buzzard!
Andy and Rita, can you beat that?
Andy, finally going to get hitched.
Hey, you two! You might have told me first.
Just found out myself, Bill. Of course, you're going to be best man.
I better be. I've known the both of you longer than anybody else. Congratulations, you old horn, told you.
Thanks, Bill. Sit down here with us.
You bet.
I'm going over to arrange for the drinks. You sit here with Rita. I'll be right back.
Come on, boys. Order whatever you want.
Come on!
Well, Bill, I know what you're thinking. You might as well say it.
What? What do you mean?
I'm not marrying Andy for his money.
Well, Rita, I wasn't thinking any such thing. I know you better than that.
Everyone will think it. They'll think I'll ditch him as soon as I have some of his cash. But they're wrong. I love Andy Saunders.
Well, of course you do. He's the finest man I know.
Giving me a chance to leave all this and have a home. I can live like other people. I'll never let him down.
Of course you won't, Peter. You know, Andy's the luckiest man in the world to get a wife like you. Does your young brother know about this?
Not yet, Bill. Terribly worried about Bob. He left yesterday. I'm afraid he's over in Evansville with Bart Cross again.
Bart Cross, yeah? He ought to stay away from that crooked side, wouldn't he? I
tried to tell him that. It's no use. Bart's teaching him to gamble and drink. And I can't control him anymore.
Well, Andy will get Bob straightened around for you. Don't worry.
Well, Bill, I'm sure a lucky man. Don't you think so?
You sure are. How a funny-looking old coyote like you got a girl like Rita. I'll see you, Lucky.
And that reminds me, I have another announcement to make. Just a minute, everybody. I got another announcement to make. I want you all to be back here tomorrow night. I'm giving a party. Bill Brown, I want you to bring your weighing scales over from the store. I'm giving Rita an engagement present. Tomorrow night, I'm giving her weight in gold.
That same evening, in the town of Evansville, about 20 miles from Red River, Tonto, the faithful Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, was passing the White Horse Bar. He stopped and looked through the open door, as from a corner where six men were playing cards, loud voices were raised suddenly in furious argument. One voice was that of Bob Murray, young and hot-headed.
I tell you, Bart, didn't she? I was sitting right here, wasn't I?
Shut up, what
this?
Business.
That's between me and Bart. Well, I guess Bart should know whether I was cheating or not. He's sitting right here and his money is in there.
Oh, plenty of trouble here.
You pull that ace from the bottom. Yeah. Don't think I'll take the word of that young squirt. He's as bad as Bart is. We're both a couple of crooks.
Oh, that's so. Well, I'll break your neck. All right, you ask for it.
You come.
Hey, you let me go. Get away from me.
You come. You stay here. You get in bad trouble.
Well, that's my business, isn't it? What are you going to do with
you? You too young. This bad place for a boy like you.
Oh, is that so? Where are you taking me?
Me take you to camp. To trouble over.
Get your hands off.
Oh, hey, Kimosabe.
Hi. Who's that with you, Tonto?
Me. Me bring a boy from town.
Yes, I thought you said you're trying to get me out of trouble. He's masked. He's an outlaw.
He's not an outlaw. My name's Dan. What's your name?
Bob. Bob Murray. There was a fight in a bar in Evansville. All of a sudden, this Indian grabbed me from behind and dragged me out of the place and brought me here.
Tonto probably kept you from being arrested.
Yeah, I guess maybe he did.
You know, a bar is sometimes a dangerous place for a boy your age.
I like excitement once in a while. Who are you, anyway?
We're your friends, Bob. Sit down here beside the fire. Here's a blanket.
All right.
You live in Evansville, Bob?
No, I live with my sister in Red River. Maybe you know her, Rita Murray. She sings at the Roundup Cafe.
Yes, I know who she is. She's a very nice girl.
Yeah, she's always trying to run me. Keeps trying to make a sissy out of me.
I guess sisters are like that.
Just what do you mean by a sissy, Bob?
Oh, she doesn't want me to grow up. I'm not supposed to drink or smoke.
Just because you don't drink or smoke doesn't mean you're a sissy. Tonto doesn't, and I'll bet you didn't think he was a sissy when he picked you up and sat you on his horse this evening.
Would it worry your sister, Bob, if you spent a day or so with us?
Oh, no, she never knows where I am.
I think it would be a good idea. You may learn a few things about growing up.
Hey, don't
This is sure a big net for you, Rita. You're waiting gold. They're almost ready for the weigh-in.
You should have talked Andy out of this, Bill.
Why? There's lots more gold in that mine of his. And after tonight, no one, not even Andy himself, can think you're marrying him for his money. Look at him. He's having the time of his life.
All right, come on, Rita. Scales are ready.
All right, Andy. Come on, Bill.
Hope you had a good big supper, Rita.
Yeah, should have had some buckshot for dessert.
Don't worry, I'm heavy enough.
Want to put some of these bullets in your pocket?
No, thanks.
All right, Rita, up on the scales you go. And then we'll weigh the gold.
Hey, wait, I'll put the foot on it.
Yeah. Lean down hard, Rita.
Oh, quiet. Quiet, everybody.
How much does she weigh, Andy?
Weighs exactly 122.
About $30,000 worth.
All right, we can step down, then we'll weigh the gold.
I'll go back to our table, Andy.
Let her get through, boy.
Right,
well, that's your fine present, Rita, but Andy's getting a fine bride.
Go ahead.
Thank you, boys. And I'm getting a fine husband.
That's right, Rita.
Oh, Rita.
Bob Crowe, what are you doing here? Up with you?
No. Thought he was back home. Just came over looking for him.
When did you see him last?
Last night.
Oh, probably back at our cabin.
You're a pretty lucky girl, ain't you? Getting a rich husband who can't even wait till you're married to start giving you things.
You'd better get out of here before he sees you. The best thing about it all is that at last I can keep Bob away from you. I'm sending him off to school.
I've heard him say he didn't want to go to school.
Get out of here. And you keep away from my brother.
There we are. Put the bags in the wheelbar, boys.
Well, they're sure heavy.
Brother.
Here you are, my dear. You're now worth over $30,000. Too bad young Bob wasn't here for the fun.
In the late afternoon sunshine, the ranger and Dan stood watching as Tonto and Bob rode toward them across the plains.
Bob is a fine boy. I hope you'll decide to go to that school you went to.
We talked about it this morning.
Oh.
Gosh, Tonto sure has taught Bob a lot about riding in one day.
Gee, Dan, Victor's the most wonderful horse I ever rode.
You make good rider someday, Bob.
I would if I had you around to teach me, Tonto. I've learned more about riding and shooting than I ever have in my whole life.
You're a good pupil, Bob.
Bob, we were just talking about your going to the school I went to. If you'll go, I can take you there. It'd be a swell trip. We'll catch the stage day after tomorrow.
Oh, but my sister, I'd have to talk it over.
Well, you can take Victor and ride in to see her. Then you can meet us at the bridge on Canyon Creek at noon day after tomorrow, and we'd catch the stage at Horsehead.
But the money it'll take, I don't know.
Dad and I have figured that out, Bob. All you need is your sister's consent.
It was almost noon the following day when Bob neared Canyon Creek on his way to meet Dan. Suddenly, he saw two riders approaching.
Hello there, Bob!
Oh, hello, Bart! Hi, Pete!
Hi, Bob.
I've been looking for you, Bob. You disappeared kind of sudden the other night.
Yeah, I know.
I hear your sister's come into quite a lot of money. I was there at the gold weighing party.
Yeah, it sure is wonderful.
I guess you and me can have some real fun now, kid. She'll probably give you all the money you want.
Must be swell to have a rich sister like that. You won't have to work the rest of your life.
Well, I gotta hurry. I'm glad I saw you,
hey,
Bart.
Hey, just a minute. You snubbing your old friends?
No, Bart, no. But I'm going off to school. I guess I won't see you for a while.
Off to school? To boarding school?
Yeah. I'm catching the stage today at Horsehead. So you see, I gotta hurry.
Oh, Bob, don't be a fool. Why do you want to go to school? They just make a sissy out of you.
Gonna learn to be a gentleman, huh? I wonder he's getting so snooty.
Oh, come on, kid. Come with us. Your sister won't know the difference.
Yeah, goodbye, Bart. Get up, Victor.
Oh, Bob, come back here. Let me talk to you.
Goodbye.
All right, Pete. Let's catch him. He's probably carrying a lot of money. Get up there.
Get up, boy. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto were waiting for Bob at the bridge on Canyon Creek. The Ranger was giving Dan some last-minute instructions before taking him to the stage.
Now, Dan, as soon as you and Bob reach school, you better send a telegram to Tonto. Send it to the Red River Telegraph Station. We'll look for it in about 3 days.
All right, sir. Tonto can tell Bob's sister that he's all right after he hears from me.
Yes. We'll take the telegram to her.
Horse coming, Kemosabe.
Yeah, that's Victor. Bob is sure making time with him.
I wonder why he's galloping so fast.
Look, coming around the bend. Two men on horseback. It looks as if they're chasing him.
Yes. You stay here, Dan. I don't know. I'll see what this is all about. Come on, Tonto.
All right, big fella. Come on, Silver.
The must come.
I'm sure glad to see you, sir. Those men are chasing me. It's Bart Cross and a friend of his.
You go on to the bridge, Bob. We'll see what they want.
Well, Bart doesn't want me to go off to school. Guess he thinks he can stop me.
You run along. We'll take care of him.
All right. Get up, Victor. Get up there.
Help me block the trail, fellow.
Ho, 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 ho.
Hey, what is it?
You, going someplace?
Mashed. It's a holdup.
No, this isn't a holdup. I'm just curious. Where are you going in such a hurry?
None of your business. Now get out of my way or I'll...
You'll what?
You'll
turn your horses around and go right back where you came from. And fast.
Why, you meddling fool.
Turn around and start traveling.
I guess we better, Bart. Maybe we'll meet again sometime, stranger.
I hope not. For your sake. I'll get going.
Get up.
That's Bart Cross.
Him bad. Him man start fighting.
Hey. It's a good thing Bob's getting away from him. Come on, Tonto. We'll take the boys to the stage.
Once through there.
Let's come.
We could head the stage off, Bob. As long as that masked man ain't around, we shouldn't have no trouble.
Nope. We're going to let Bob go.
How are you going to get money out of his sister if he's off at school?
I got a better plan.
Yeah? I'm
going to wait a couple of days. Then I'm riding to Red River to see Rita about some important business.
It was 2 evenings later. Andy and Rita had been talking over their wedding plans in Rita's cabin.
The date's definitely set then, Andy. We'll be married 1 week from today.
And that's going to be the best wedding they've ever seen around here. Everybody in town's coming.
It all seems too wonderful to really happen. Now that Bob is in good hands...
Don't have to worry about him. That silver bullet he brought you when he came back was enough to convince me. I've heard plenty about the Lone Ranger, and you don't have to worry.
I'll be glad when I hear Bob's safely at school.
He's just been gone 2 days. Oh, incidentally, now that Bob's gone, don't you think you ought to move into the hotel until we're married? This cabin's kind of lonely.
Oh, I'm not afraid. Bob was away a lot anyway.
Well, I'll be glad when you're in my house where I can keep an eye on you.
To hear you talk, you'd think I was 16.
Well, you sure don't look much older. Goodbye, honey. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, Andy. Don't worry about me.
Good night, honey.
Andy, did you forget something?
Hello, Rita.
What are you...
Now, don't scream. I've got something important to tell you.
Bart Cross, what do you want?
Came to see you about your brother. He's in trouble.
Can't be. He went off to school 2 days ago.
That's what you thought.
But I thought... I'm sure
you know that kid always hated the thought of school. You don't think he changed his mind that quick, do you?
But he said he had proof.
He wanted to get some money out of you. Been with me ever since.
So it was just a trick. You put him up to it.
Well, anyway, he's been shot.
Shot? Oh, no. Where is he? Why didn't you bring him home? Is he seriously hurt?
Bad enough to need someone to nurse him. And that ain't the worst of it.
What do you mean?
You know how hot-headed he is. Well, this time he went too far. Got in a gunfight and killed a man.
Oh, no. No, he couldn't.
Bob was wounded, but I got him away before the law arrived. I'm the only one who knows where he is. We've got to get him out of the country. That's going to take money. Lots of money. You take that gold you got and go to Bob. It's the only way you can save him.
I can't leave Andy like that. I'll tell him about it. He'll help me.
You won't be doing Andy any favor if you do. If he helps you get a criminal away, he'll be as guilty as you are. You fix things so as Andy will go to jail. Get the money and we'll go.
But it's in the bank. Can't get it till morning.
No way you can get it out tonight?
Not without a lot of explanation.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Get it out as soon as you can in the morning. Meet me at Crow Creek on horseback.
I'll do it. I won't tell anyone. I'll meet you tomorrow between 10 o'clock and noon at Crow Creek.
The following afternoon, the Lone Ranger waited just outside of the town of Red River. Soon he saw Tonto coming toward him.
Oscar, ho, fella. Ho, fella. Ho, fella.
The wire come from Dan, Tonto?
Here.
Well, thanks. Take a look here. Well, they got there all right.
Everybody in town excited.
Excited about what?
Well, me hear man talk. Them say Bob's sister's run away with money. Her gone.
Rita ran away? You mean she isn't going to marry Andy?
Them say she got all money out of bank this morning.
You mean she took the money Bob told us about? The money Andy gave her?
Someone see her riding past Crow Creek with man. Say she run away with him.
Do they know who the man was?
Them say him look like Bart Cross.
Bart Cross? She wouldn't run away with him. Did you see anything of Andy Saunders?
No. But whole town laughing at him. Them say him fool.
Poor Andy. I can't believe Rita would do this.
Mighty bad thing for him.
Tonto, we can't lose any time. We're going to Crow Creek now and try to pick up Rita's trail.
But maybe she want to go with that man.
Well, we're going to find out. She went willingly, we let her go. Andy would be well rid of her. But if she didn't, somebody's going to pay for it. Come on, big fella.
Get him up, Scout.
Tonto had no trouble picking up the fresh trail that led from Crow Creek. Throughout the afternoon and in the twilight, the Lone Ranger astride the great horse Silver streaked across the plains, Tonto riding hard at his side.
Faster, big fella! Faster! Not stop!
Darkness was falling when suddenly they saw two figures on the trail ahead. A man and a woman had just dismounted from their horses.
Oh, so far away. Oh, I'd like to get you back now.
Get behind this rock, Tonto. Don't let them see us. It's dark enough. We'll leave the horses here and keep up on them. City, big fella, easy.
We circle to right. Come up behind rock. Near him.
We better hurry. Come on.
I wish we didn't have to stop. We have to get to Bob. Why are you tying the horses to that bush? You said we were just stopping for water.
We've come to the end of the trail, Rita.
You mean he's around here somewhere?
I mean this is as far as you go.
What do you mean?
All that money in your saddlebag. It'll put me on easy street for life.
Bart, you're not going to kill me. Oh, if only I'd told Andy.
Andy'd be too proud to look for you. That man we passed at Crow Creek knows me. News is all around, but now that we ran away together.
Bart, please put that gun away. I'll give you the money, all of it. Just let me go back to Andy. He'll think
that... No, Rita. Sorry. But I'm afraid this is it.
Bart, please don't shoot.
No, my arm!
Otto, here he has another gun.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Bob's.
Oh, he told me Bob was in trouble.
Bob is safe at school.
Bart planned to murder me.
Otto and I heard enough to know what was happening.
It's a trick. He's an outlaw. He wants the money himself.
You think so, do you? Well, maybe you'll change your mind when we deliver you to the sheriff at Red River.
It was almost midnight, and Andy Saunders snapped the catch and was adjusting the strap on his traveling bag, while Bill looked on dejectedly.
Andy, you're making a big mistake leaving town like this. Why don't you wait a few days till you know what really happened?
I just can't stay here, Bill. Knowing the whole town is laughing at me behind my back. I never even suspected that you liked Bart Cross.
But your mine is here, and this nice house that you fixed over. Leaving it all...
I'll sell the mine. As for the house, I couldn't live in it. I fix it all thinking of Rita. Every corner of it reminds me of her. What's more, Bill, I ain't leaving it.
Huh? Why, you're leaving on the midnight train?
Yeah, but the house ain't going to be here when that train pulls out. Here, take these bags out of here.
Andy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to burn this place to the ground. I'm starting right now.
Andy, no, don't do it. Andy!
These curtains will start it going.
Andy, stop!
Go away, Bill. Oh, come on, we're getting out of here. Let it go up in smoke.
Oh, Andy.
Come on. mask man.
Put that fire out.
Oh, you don't? This is my house, and I can burn it if I want to. Get back!
I need to do this, Andy. Come on, you. Help me get this fire out.
Sure, sure.
Here, beat it up with this rug. I'll pull those curtains down. Get that wall over there. It's catching fire.
Hit your wall, will do it. It's out. Oh, this place was dry as tinder.
Better open those windows and let the smoke out.
Sure.
Andy. Andy, are you all right?
Somebody hit me.
Sorry, I had to do it, Andy. There was no time to stop and explain. Those curtains were blazing.
Why?
Andy.
Why, it's Rita.
Andy, are you all right?
Rita.
I guess you can take over from here, Rita. Here, Andy, I'll help you up.
But I don't understand.
Oh, Andy. Can you ever forgive me for being such a fool? Bart Cross told me Bob had killed a man and was wounded. I didn't want to get you in trouble, too. That's why I left without telling you.
Bob? But Bart Cross...
The Lone Ranger saved me, Andy. Tonto's taken Bart to the sheriff. Just as we rode up here, we saw the flames start. Oh, Andy. You were burning our house.
I didn't want it without you, Rita. But I'm the one who should ask your pardon for doubting you.
If I'd have had any sense, I'd have smacked you in the jaw myself. You darn old fool.
You're right, Bill. I sure deserved it. Go on out and get them bags back in here.
I sure will.
Andy, can we have the wedding just as we planned it? You aren't angry, are you?
Angry? I'm the happiest man in the world again. And it's all due to... Well, hey, where'd he go?
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.